Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever this podcast might find you. This is Bridget Jones, real estate agent in the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington area, coming at you with a long overdue podcast. Life has been crazy. Life has been busy. This podcast is on the state of the real estate market, and this is coming at you in September 2019. So we're going into the final quarter of 2019, and this has been a wonky year for real estate. Typically in our area, we come out of the gates around the middle of January, and our real estate market is very brisk. It got off to an extremely slow start this year, and we really didn't see brisk activity until the end of February. And then we had our normal spring activity, but it was somewhat slower than last year, April, May, and June. And then we were quite busy in July, which is usually the opposite. It's usually slow in July due to the 4th of July, and people are taking vacations and enjoying our beautiful weather here in the Pacific Northwest. But it was actually quite a busy July, surprisingly. And then we hit a really, really quiet time toward the end of July, and August was unusually quiet. Things in the Portland and Vancouver area, as far as homes go, the time on market has increased, meaning that when you place a home on the market, it's taking longer to sell than it did this same time last year. We are seeing across the board, when you look at all of the homes, price reductions. So we're seeing price reduction after price reduction on homes until they get to the right price and they sell, or they don't sell and they go off the market. So we weren't seeing that in the past. We weren't seeing lots of price adjustments to get the home priced right for the market. We are seeing definitely a significant drop in multiple offers. So the multiple offers that are occurring are typically in the entry point price point, so anything in the low threes. And basically in the other price points, we're seeing maybe one solid offer. We're seeing more offers that are contingent on a home sale, and sellers are accepting those. So they're accepting an offer that's based on that buyer selling their current home to be able to buy their home. And we're also seeing a lot of those fall out because that buyer is not able to sell their current home to purchase. So we're seeing a lot of on and off bumpable offers, but bumpable offers were not even being considered a year ago. So that's another change in the market. We're also seeing more buyers ask for closing costs and sellers be more agreeable than they have been in the past in paying for the buyer's closing costs. So what does all this mean? Well, all of this means is our market is in transition. What that looks like, we don't really know. For those of us that have been selling real estate at a high level for a long time, meaning prior to 2008, we've seen a lot of different markets. We have seen this happen before 2008 where the market started shifting. We don't think that's going to happen again. We may just hit a soft landing or may have a leveling out of valuation, possibly a slight decrease in valuation, and things sort of becoming more quote unquote normal instead of a very hot seller's market. Another thing that we've noticed is buyers don't seem to have that same urgency to purchase. They are waiting to get exactly what they want in a home. Some of them are thinking that the market's going to go down, so if they wait, they may be able to get a better deal. And just again, not that sense of urgency. So they're looking at a lot of homes, but not making an offer. So that's another change in the market as well. So if you're a seller, what this means is you really need two things. You need to be looking at the pending homes when you're pricing your home to go on the market. But more importantly, you need to be flexible to adjust to what the market tells you about the value. So if you do put your home on the market and you're not getting an offer, then the market is telling you you're not priced right, period. So you need to be able to adjust to what the market is saying until you get to that sweet spot for your home. So being flexible is very important. If you are rigid, this is not a good time for you to sell. And if you're a buyer, I think it's a great time to sell because sellers are becoming more negotiable. They're starting to understand that pricing has topped out right now. And so you may be able to get terms that are a little bit more favorable to you. Interest rates are still historically low. They have been ticking up. So that might be a reason for you to make a purchase sooner or later, or maybe not, just depending on what you're finding out there. But I feel very optimistic for buyers if you're buying smart. So just keep that in mind. You want to work with a real estate professional that is looking at your purchase from an investment perspective. So when I work with somebody and they're purchasing, I'm making sure that they're buying smart, that they're buying something that, God forbid, if they get sick or have a divorce or have a job relocation, that you can turn around and relatively easily sell that home. So that's really important. So that's what I look for. And so you kind of want to look for that as well and make sure you're buying at a good price. It's still a great time to sell. You just want to make sure you're really up on the market and can adjust to what the market is telling you. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, as always, reach out to me. I'm at 360-909-0550 and make it a great one.